Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now that Donald Trump has announced that he's running for president, it really does shape the race. It shapes the Republican primaries in so many ways. And in my opinion, it really also shapes how the Democrats are going to need to run against him. Will it be Joe Biden against him? But what if Ron DeSantis runs? If Ron DeSantis beats Donald Trump, can Joe Biden beat Ron DeSantis? Should Joe Biden run? I've even changed my opinion a little bit on that and want to tell you what I'm thinking. The Democrats have some real decisions to make, and none of them are easy because they've lost control of the House. They have the Senate majority by 1 vote. And if they lose the presidency, the Democrats, for all intents and purposes, will really be out of power. And the race is already underway, and a lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes. And so I want to just game plan a couple scenarios with you and talk you through it and unpack and explain what I think is going to happen next. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be right back here with you on the Breakdown Podcast. It is not too early to begin talking about the presidential election. Donald Trump has already announced he's running, and obviously he is going to have a huge impact on the Republican primary. I think it's impossible for him to come in worse than second place. And so in that primary, he will probably win some states, lose some states, and will either come in first or second. But not third, fourth, or fifth. It's not going to happen unless he drops out. And so there's a very real chance that Donald Trump could win re-election. And I don't have to explain to you why. Re-election for the Republican nomination. He has a devout base of supporters who, in spite of all of the drama and all of the issues, they're still there. And so he starts off with a base. And that's why if you study any poll on who would you support in the primary, Trump is always very high on that list and is frequently number one. And so having Trump run shapes the Republican primary, but in a lot of ways, it shapes the Democratic primary because I don't think that Donald Trump will win the presidency. I don't. But the question is Joe Biden his best opponent? And for years, I mean, and I am to this day a massive Joe Biden critic. I'm not a Joe Biden fan, only for a lot of his policies and some other issues. But if I was Joe Biden, you know, I would think, yeah, I can beat this man because Joe Biden already did it. And I heard a very smart point on the radio yesterday by a former ghostwriter for Donald Trump who said in the next presidential election, Donald Trump won't get more votes or new votes. Like, it's going to be a rare new person that decides to now support Donald Trump. But he's formidable. And he won states all over the country against Joe Biden. He defeated Hillary Clinton. And so any of us would be dumb if we pretended like it's going to be easy against him. It's not. It isn't. And it's a fallacy for anybody that says it will be. But I'm very much convinced that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is going to run. He has an enormous approval rating in Florida. He just won by over 20 points. I mean, a massive blowout. And right now he is increasingly popular with the Republican Party. And he's younger than Donald Trump. He's got a young family. People tend to love that in politics. He is, Ivy League educated. He was in the military. All things that Trump can't say. And he's still just as foolish as Trump, would be just as bombastic as Trump, but without a lot of the drama. And I think people underestimate Ron DeSantis because while I'm convinced, this is not my preference, while I'm convinced that if Joe Biden ran and Donald Trump won the nomination, I believe Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. I do. But what I don't think would happen is if Joe Biden runs, and say because he runs, nobody else runs for the Democratic nomination. Or say some good people run and Joe Biden wins the Democratic nomination. I don't know. But if Joe Biden has to run head to head against Ron DeSantis, I think he loses. Because the contrast between Trump and Biden, are less significant in this way. They're both in their 80s. The age factor doesn't show, even though it's almost outrageous for anybody in their 80s to be running for president. But head to head, they cancel each other out in a lot of weird ways. And I think Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. He already did. And I think kind of based on what we saw in this past midterm election, this gives me some hints that Biden could probably beat him. But what if Donald Trump isn't the one that gets the nomination? I want to tell you who I think needs to run in case that happens. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think Ron DeSantis is going to run and beat Trump and get the nomination. And you have to game plan for that. We have a quick word from one of our sponsors. I'll be right back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
The breakdown. I absolutely believe that Ron DeSantis is going to run against Trump. I could be wrong, of course. I'm speculating. All of this is speculation. I believe Ron DeSantis is going to run. He's a massive fundraiser as well, and he's immensely popular with his base and in Florida, which is an important swing state, although it doesn't look like it's going to be swinging any way but conservative right now. And I think DeSantis would beat Trump. And Democrats have to say, who do we have that could beat Ron DeSantis? And I think Joe Biden would have some trouble with Ron DeSantis that he doesn't really have so much against Trump. And while I think Biden could beat Trump, I think he would lose to Ron DeSantis. I truly do. And again, that's not because I want that to happen, but that's just my prognostication. And so the Democrats have to say, who could we run that could beat him? And I think there are a lot of options, actually. I see a lot of people talking about Gavin Newsom, who is the governor of California, who has been a pretty successful governor of California, who has, you know, deep leadership experience and has a good reputation among Democrats. He would probably get some support among progressives. And because people speculate that Gavin Newsom is already thinking about running for president, he's become a little more moderate over the past year or two, possibly in anticipation for that. But the Democrats have to say, well, listen, we've got new governors like Wes Moore. We've got new leaders in Congress, in governorships across the country. Gretchen Whitmer, who is, again, a moderate Democrat, but just got reelected as governor of Michigan, a very important swing state. She has an enormous reputation. You know, like, she is widely respected now in the Democratic Party. She's endured incredible, you know, kidnapping plots and threats and everything else. And she and the Michigan Democratic Party, for the first time in a generation, now control the governorship, the state house, and the legislature. And we're about to really see what she's made of as governor. This is an opportunity for her to really knock it out of the park. But I think she's already proven herself as a leader. Again, she's a moderate Democrat. I don't always agree with some of her positions, but I think she's formidable. I think she would provide a really stark contrast to Ron DeSantis. And now, a lot of people, you know, we have to acknowledge the role of sexism in all of these races. And but does that mean we don't run a woman candidate? No. And so, like, there are people that could step up and run and perform well here. Of course, people, you know, are talking about Bernie, but, you know, what if AOC decides to run? She has an enormous base of support. And if either Ron DeSantis or Trump won, she's a massive contrast to both of them. And so, you know, there are brilliant mayors around the country, brilliant governors around the country, the governor of Illinois, the governor of Colorado. And so Democrats are going to have to make a lot of decisions, and these leaders are going to have to make a lot of decisions. And it's all being argued and talked about right now behind the scenes. I'm hearing some of it myself. And so a lot of people, once Trump announced, that sped up the pace for sure. I think a lot of people won't announce anything until the week after Christmas. But you never know who might throw their hat in the ring early. Listen, I've got to run, heading to an interview right now, but love and appreciate all of you. And if you're not yet subscribed to the North Star, go now to thenorthstar.com and subscribe today. We need your support. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist?, Retirement Savings, Investment 101. We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.